From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin met senior members of his election team Monday at the Kremlin. Putin won a fourth presidential term with nearly 77% of the vote. However, the Golos election monitoring movement said it could not recognize the election as truly honest and corresponding to the Constitution, the laws of the Russian Federation, and international election standards because the results were reached in the course of a non-free, unequal, and uncompetitive election campaign. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said that Russian denials of involvement in the chemical weapons attack in Salisbury are increasingly absurd.
I think what people can see is that this is a classic Russian strategy of trying to conceal the needle of truth in a haystack of lies and obfuscation.
The Kremlin says Britain will eventually have to offer proof to back up its claim of Russia's involvement in the poisoning of the ex-spy or apologize. Monday, a Syrian government minister said some rebels in eastern Ghouta may soon agree to withdraw from the opposition enclave or accept rule by the Syrian state after big advances by the army into the area. Syrian government forces have splintered eastern Ghouta into three separate zones in a month-long assault to crush the last major opposition stronghold near Damascus, confronting the rebels with their biggest defeat since 2016. In addition, the International Committee of the Red Cross called for greater access to the civilian population of Afrin. This is VOA News. The popularity of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is sinking as his poll numbers hits new lows. Grace Lee has more.
A revealing report emerged last week. It suggests documents in a controversial land deal were doctored to remove his name. He's taken responsibility for a loss of trust in his government, but denies he intervened in the heavily discounted sale to a school operator linked to his wife. It sparked an uproar in Japan, with protests by the hundreds in Tokyo throughout last week. People have been calling for Abe's resignation. Now his hopes of winning a third term as head of his Liberal Democratic Party may be at risk.
That's reporter Grace Lee. South Korean prosecutors say they have requested an arrest warrant for former President Lee Myung-bak over corruption allegations. Martin Segrist has more.
He was a conservative president from 2008 to 2013 and is the latest South Korean leader to be entangled in scandals or other problems after leaving office. South Korean media say Seoul Central District Court will likely decide whether to issue an arrest warrant by Wednesday night at the earliest. Lee denies any wrongdoing. Martin Segrist, VOA News.
A top White House lawyer says President Donald Trump is not considering firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller after the president accused him of political bias in a series of tweets Sunday. Luis Ramirez reports.
Trump failed to note that at least at one point, Mueller was a registered Republican and is generally viewed in Washington as an apolitical prosecutor. The investigation is supported by Democrats and key Republicans who voiced their support on Sunday news shows for Mueller's handling of the probe. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
The Philippines took a step on Monday toward making divorce legal, with the lower house of Congress passing a law allowing people to dissolve marriages despite opposition from the president and bishops in the mainly Roman Catholic country. Last year, a survey on divorce by independent pollster Social Weather Stations found that 53% of the population was in favor of legalizing divorce. European Union negotiator Michel Barnier says the EU and Britain have agreed on a large part of the treaty that will govern the UK's departure from the bloc next year. He said that the two sides also reached agreement on a transition period to help ease Britain out of the EU once it officially leaves on March 29, 2019. He said it would be a limited duration. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.